Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
All right, let's get our weekly fashion tip. And hard to believe, but it's true that this fashion tip is actually inspired by the number one TV show all about Duck Dynasty. Let's go to our fashionista, Andy Page, for more. Hi, Andy.
Hi, I actually am a Duck Dynasty fan. I have no problem admitting it. I love it. I love me some Sky.
Nice.
And this fashion tip is, it's born of the Duck Dynasty trend. It's camouflage.
What?
Yes. Camouflage. Here's how I want you to think about it, though, okay? Okay, Brooke. I want you to think of camouflage as this year's leopard print.
Oh, okay.
So you want to add touches of camouflage for cool and chic and cheap updates. Because one of the greatest things about camouflage is it's abundant and it's really, really inexpensive. And you're going to find camouflage jeans and shoes, bags, jackets, and tops at every price point, from the super cheap to the really, really pricey. But, you know, the thing about this trend, and I know I've talked to you about this with leopard, is you don't want to overdo it.
Just right.
Like you don't want to mix, you know, like lots of different leopards together so it looks kind of like you're headed on safari. It's the same with the camo. You don't want to OD on this trend. So this trend is really about juxtaposition, and it's about paying homage to the people of the battlefield and not looking like you just came from one.
Uh-huh. Big difference.
Yes, it is a big difference. So, like I said, this can be a really, really thrifty, chic trend. I was on eBay last night, which is my favorite thing to do when I'm thinking about my segment for radio. I'm always, you know, on my Pinterest page, and then I go to eBay just to see, you know, how the things are translating at price points. And you can start off with a great camo jacket for under $30.
Mm.
So, yeah, really, really cool ones. And you can get ones that have been used in the battlefield, or you can get ones that are brand new, that have never touched, you know, another person. But how you want to do this trend is you want to start with your camo print or your piece and let that be your tough, rugged piece. So that means that everything that you put with it should be hyper-feminine and really polished and really, really pulled together and even sexy, if you will. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but you see camo. Are you talking about camo in its unique form, like in the greens and the grays, not like the camo that's been made into pink? Or are you saying add it to something that's pink?
Well, that's a very good point, because I'm not a fan of, like, the camo that has pink added to it and things like that.
Right.
This trend is really about the traditional hunter green, you know, olive green, gray, kind of black, and tan.
Okay.
That color family, if you will. It's really not even about the real tree. All okay. My hunters out there on the dog, this is not about real tree, okay? It's really about the traditional camo that we think about, that was really popular in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of the Vietnam War, that kind of camo. And when you wear this, like I said, you want to add, you know, like if you go for a camo jean, which is super hot right now, all the rockers are doing camouflage jeans, then you want to wear it with lace and with silky things and with, you know, jackets that pull in at the waist and with a pair of really cool heels. And if you're doing a camo jacket, then, you know, it would be great with a super pencil skirt or even a flowy skirt and, you know, satins and leathers. You want it to be the juxtaposition piece that makes things sexy tough.
Okay. So, and it's just splashes of it. You don't want to dress from head to toe so that nobody will see you.
That's true. this is not about disappearing.
It's okay.
About being stylish. You know, you're going to find lots of things on my Pinterest page to kind of help you understand the inspiration for this trend. And one of my favorite things that I've pinned on Pinterest is the woman in, she has on camouflage pants and then this really gorgeous red sweater and a very tailored plaid jacket. It looks fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's lots of fun ways to do this. But again, it's thrifty. You can get camouflage for really, really cheap. So this is the kind of thing that you want to jump on.
Love it.
Cheap is good.
That's right. Thrift is good. That's right. Thrifty is my favorite word, shall we say. But for more style tips, I want you to pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring. Of course, you can go to my website, senseofstyle.com, and pick up my book, and go to my Pinterest page.
We'll do all the above.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week.
You too.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Andy. Bye-bye.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning. 107. 95.7.